Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It looks like we're starting the Friday before a long weekend with a little bit of red on the screen. The bulls are taking a breather.
They certainly are. After the S&P 500 hit a record high yesterday, futures are pulling back. We're seeing the S&P futures down about 22 points, the NASDAQ down around 129, and the Dow off by about 146.
It feels like classic pre-holiday action. You've got some profit taking, some position squaring. Nobody wants to go into a three-day weekend with too much risk on the table, especially after a big run-up.
Right, but it seems like there's more to it than just that. I'm seeing some renewed tariff concerns bubbling up, specifically around Caterpillar.
That's the big catalyst this morning. Cat is warning that their tariff costs for the year are going to be higher than they expected. Somewhere in the $1.5 to $1.8 billion range. That's a direct hit to their operating profit margin.
And that's not an isolated issue, is it? There's a report that these Section 232 tariffs could be expanded in the coming months.
Exactly, and that's what's spooking the market a bit. It's the uncertainty. When a bellwether like Caterpillar puts out a warning, investors start looking around and wondering who's next. It puts a damper on the mood.
So on top of the tariff talk, we have a huge economic report just minutes away. The personal income and spending report at 8:30 a.m. This is a big one.
This is the main event for the morning, no question. The market is basically holding its breath for this data. It gives us a key inflation reading, the PCE price index, which is the Fed's absolute favorite inflation gauge.
And the Fed is definitely in focus. I'm looking at the probabilities for the September meeting, and it's showing an 85% chance of a 25 basis point cut. That seems incredibly high.
It is, and that's largely thanks to guys like Fed Governor Waller, who came out last night, basically pre-committing to a cut. He said he supports a September cut and sees the current policy rate as being way above neutral. He's signaling more cuts are coming over the next 3 to 6 months.
I see. So the market is pricing in what the Fed is already telling us. But that makes this 8:30 PCE number even more critical. Right? If it comes in hot, does that throw a wrench in things?
It absolutely could. The market wants to see that inflation is behaving to justify those rate cuts. A hot number wouldn't necessarily derail the September cut. The odds are too high, but it would definitely cause some turbulence and make people question the path of future cuts. That's why we're seeing this buyer hesitation.
Got it. Okay, let's shift to earnings because it was a massive night. A lot of big movers in the pre-market. Let's start with the winners. Affirm is just flying, up over 15%.
Incredible numbers from Affirm. Revenue beat, gross merchandise volume, or GMV, was up a whopping 43% year over year. They're guiding for over $46 billion in GMV for fiscal 26. The buy now, pay later space is clearly still on fire.
And the strength in tech continues. Ambarella, Autodesk, Elastic, all posting huge pre-market gains.
Yeah. Ambarella is up 18%. They beat on earnings and revenue and guided higher for both the next quarter and the full year. Autodesk, up almost 10% on a similar story, beat and raise. Elastic also had a strong beat, though their guidance for the next quarter's earnings was a little light, but the full year outlook was strong. The market is rewarding solid execution.
And you can't forget retail. Ulta Beauty is shining, up almost 4%.
Ulta just crushed it. They beat earnings by 68 cents, beat on revenue, comparable sales were up almost 7%, and they raised their full-year guidance. In this environment, that is an outstanding report and shows the consumer is still spending on beauty.
Okay, but it wasn't all good news. We have some major losers this morning, and Marvell Technology is at the top of that list, down a painful 13%.
Ouch. This is a classic case of inline isn't good enough. Marvell's numbers and guidance were fine, they met expectations, but in the high-flying semiconductor space, the market wanted more. When your stock has had a huge run, you need to deliver a significant beat and raise to keep the momentum going. They didn't, and now they're paying the price.
And what's the story with Dell? It's down over 6% despite what looked like a decent report.
It's all about the guidance. Dell beat on the top and bottom lines for the current quarter, but their guidance for the next quarter's earnings was mostly below what the street was looking for. Even with a good full-year outlook, that near-term weakness is what investors are focusing on this morning.
So with all these individual movers, what's the broader sector picture looking like? Where's the strength?
Well, the analysis we're seeing suggests a continuation of a recent trend. Over the past month, energy and real estate have been the clear leaders showing relative strength. Technology and consumer discretionary have been stable, but there's a noticeable rotation towards energy. Investors seem to be positioning for higher energy prices or other macro factors.
That's interesting. So for traders getting ready for the opening bell, what are the key levels they need to be watching on the major ETFs?
For the SPY, the key support level to watch is 645. On the upside, resistance is at 655. For the QQQ, support is down at 570, with resistance at 580. A break below those support levels, especially on heavy volume after the PCE data, could signal a deeper pullback.
So the overall sentiment is, what? Cautiously bullish, but on a knife's edge?
That's the perfect way to put it. The underlying structure is bullish, but we're seeing caution. Volatility, measured by the VXX, is pretty subdued, which is a good sign. The advice for traders is to lean into that cautiously bullish environment. Focus on the strong sectors like energy, but be ready to react to the PCE data.
Any specific names on the watch list for today?
The focus is on NVMI for a potential continuation of its recent strength. And for an anticipation play, keep an eye on Tesla. It's always in play and could react to the broader market mood.
So to wrap it up, we have a market pulling back on some pre-holiday profit-taking, amplified by tariff fears sparked by Caterpillar. But the real decider for the day's direction will be the 8:30 a.m. PCE inflation report, which will set the tone for Fed expectations.
That's it, exactly. It's a battle between profit-taking and anticipation. The PCE number is the catalyst that could break the stalemate. Watch those key levels at the open, and keep an eye on the tech names that reported and that rotation into the energy sector. It's going to be an interesting Friday.
Great insights to start the day. That's your morning dose. We'll be back to break it all down next week. Have a great trading day and a wonderful holiday weekend.